Boomers has never been violated or citationed for being underage drinking. There's always plenty of security, and there's always a big staff on duty that, you know, we wristband all the people over 21, and the people that are under 21 get X's on their hands. It's watched a lot. So, I mean, it's pretty hard for them to drink inside my club.
But Boomers has had issues with Pinellas County officials after gunfire broke out at the club 2 years ago. Morris said that many local bands have members who are under 21, which naturally brings out many of their contemporaries. 17-year-old Andrew Lightsey plays guitar with a band called the Dreadful Memories. He said Boomers is his home venue and says a lot of the people who come to their shows are under 21.
If they end up passing this ordinance about keeping people under 21 out of Boomers and other places like this, kids will just end up going to house parties and they'll have bands there, and that's even worse because there's no security or staff in order to monitor underage drinking or anything, and that'll just end up worsening the situation.
But the ban on allowing minors into the two clubs in Seminole could affect other bands, even those without teenagers in them. Or so says Jeremy Strait, a 35-year-old drummer with a band Deception.
And if they pass this ordinance around here, I'm not going to have no fans to come and have a place to come watch us play. And somebody will open up a youth club, and it'll change, and, you know, and then there won't be no alcohol there, but that's going to hurt these other clubs that, you know, that the people pay taxes and stuff for on their property, which give these other people jobs, police, the city council members, stuff like that.
According to Seminole officials, the purpose of the ordinance is to keep down fights that occasionally occur at the clubs and to make certain that minors aren't around alcohol. But if that's the case, 16-year-old Sagan Reynolds says, then Seminole needs to start banning teens from a lot of public places.
It's not going to stop anybody from drinking. You can go anywhere. You can go to the grocery store, other people's houses. There's plenty of places that have drinks, and that seems to be the main deal of this. And it's definitely going to kill the music scene, because music is expressions. It's how we express ourselves and stuff like that. And we're not going to be able to do it. Our voices really won't be heard. The schools don't help us with that. They have, like, one thing where a few local bands can come and do that. But the majority of the music that they do in the school is given to you, and we can't do it ourselves, so it's not really our voice.
But there were plenty of people who spoke out Tuesday night in support of the proposed ordinance. For 20-year-old Jessica Rasdell, it's very personal and painful. Rasdell was driving home from a club in Ybor City in February of last year after a night of drinking when her Honda Civic veered off I-275, flipped over, and smashed a tree, killing her friend, Laura Gorman.
My friend and I, in 2006, we were at a bar, at a club that allowed 18-year-olds in, and we were served by an employee, and I drove home that night. We crashed, and my friend did not make it out of the car that night. I'm being charged with DUI manslaughter, and I wake up every morning rehashing what happened that night. And anything I can do to prevent that from happening to somebody else, I'm going to do. So, well, I came here tonight hoping that if this ordinance is passed, somebody else won't have to go through what I go through, what Laura's family goes through every day.
Last month, when the Seminole City Council approved the ordinance, the sole speaker to address them on the issue was Wanda Stewart, the program director of Live Free, a substance abuse prevention program administered by the group Operation PAR. Stewart says alcohol is simply too easy for minors to access inside Seminole's bars.
And because there are costs associated with protecting our youth 18 to 20, it is prohibitive. And it would behoove us to pass an ordinance that is going to protect those youth who, according to certain research tools, are showing that by age 25, the brain is fully developed. So the choice is, yes, theirs, but also they're not really ready to make those choices.
Jackie Griffin Daughtry is also with Live Free. She wants not only Seminole to pass the ordinance, but Pinellas and Hillsborough County to follow up as well.
I think that if youth are not allowed to go into these establishments, that the risk associated with underage drinking greatly is reduced. I think that parents need to be on guard and look at what's going on within their own households to make certain that all kids have an opportunity to not drink until they're 21 years old, which means lock up your liquor cabinet if you go out of town. Make certain that you have an inventory of your beer as you go out of town. Do whatever you need to do as a responsible parent to make certain that kids in your household are not drinking until they're 21 years of age.
Since her tragic accident last year, 20-year-old Jessica Rasto has made numerous appearances speaking out against youth drinking throughout the Bay Area. She's also helped create a nonprofit group for teenagers to have fun without alcohol.
There should be a lot more places for people under 21 to go to be able to see these bands, to be able to dance, to do these other things without the alcohol involved, because I'm not even just talking about drinking and driving. How many girls get their drinks drugged to places, even if it's not alcoholic? You know, I think it'll just keep a lot of people safe.